Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Not just sacked by Daniil Hunter, enveloped, swallowed.
Great white is what you said?
Engulfed. Yeah, great white attacking a seal. Or you ever watch on those, like a medical documentary when they show a white blood cell attacking a germ?
Oh,
what happens? Yeah. And it's just gone. He was underneath him and somewhere, Caleb, are you okay? And he's probably wondering how they can keep that for happening that often. Well, that was the subject of the discussion with Bill Belichick talking to Pat McAfee about specifically the Bears' offensive line issues.
Well, I think this is really an issue for Chicago, just in terms of their overall team construction, like the way they decided to do it. You know, you look at a team like Detroit in their division, and Detroit's got three really good linemen with Sewell, Ragnow, and Decker. And you know, those guys give generally, Goff a lot of protection. You know, the Bears have really put their resources into, a lot of money, a lot of draft choices into receivers. But you know, they've had problems on their offensive line, and it doesn't really look like that's gotten much better. Whether D'Amico brings it or doesn't bring it, they had trouble with a 4-man rush, a 5-man rush, and just single blocks up there have been a problem for them. So, I like the receivers. I think quarterback's got a chance, but it's tough. And I think it's going to get tougher. AJ, as you know better than I, Chicago in November and December, that's a fun place to have to rely on throwing the ball. So the combination of, let's say, struggle running game and then, having to throw a lot and pass protect a lot, I don't think that's really playing into the strength of, that's not a strength of the Bears team. So, not really sure, how they're putting that together, but to, chuck it 50 times in Chicago on a long-term basis just
good
seems
outlook.
Tough.
Oof. That's when you said that it was pretty devastating. I think you underplayed it. That's the first time I've heard it.
Was it more doom or gloom for you when you listened to that?
Ouch.
Quarterback's got a chance, though.
Ouch. Did you hear? And
but hold on. Before we get too carried away here, I felt like there was a level of projection from a guy who's coached in Foxborough for how many years? So he understands cold weather, and if you can't run the ball, you can't win.
Forget the cold weather part.
It's
not even about the pressure.
I thought he was going to say, like, when he said four man, five man, I thought he was going to go three man, two man, one man.
Right, you could count the other direction. When he says they're having trouble handling single blocks, and the first thing he talks about is roster construction.
Did he lie?
Roster construction.
Did he lie?
Not one bit.
And so we can
resources.
Go to roster construction and we touched on this very slightly yesterday. When you look at the offensive line and you look at a guy who's a GM who is a former offensive lineman constructing and maybe, you know, getting guys in here who remind him of himself.
Spiegel did it yesterday.
Yeah, so Spiegel talked about that. Yeah, Matt Spiegel talked about it a little bit. But it's true in any industry, right? Someone is hiring in any industry, right? And there's always an advantage to the hiring when someone reminds themselves of themselves. Like when a boss sees, I can see a young me in you, and that's why we're going to bring you on, and I'm going to teach you everything I know. Whereas if you don't remind them of themselves, like, oh, yes, nice application. We'll see if we have something available for you. And that's what it kind of feels like hearing Bill Belichick talk about it. Of course, Matt Spiegel talked about it yesterday. But they need maulers. Patrick Manley said it best. We'll have him on in a little bit. But he said it. At some point, you need somebody who you feel can put his hands down on the ground, come up, and try to rip someone's face off.
I like that.
A mauler. That's what a mauler does.
Theo Epstein always talked about the hiring trap.
Okay.
He realized it after he was a victim of it. And he understood it. He said, we've got a lot of people who all look and sound alike in the room. And while he did say it is common in business, you have to fight against it. And we know that diversity is a strength. Diversity is good business. It makes you understand things from different perspectives.
Makes you smarter. Makes you have to think.
And it also gives you a roadmap in uncharted territory that you don't know well. You don't know where the pitfalls are. You don't understand where other people have completely different experiences from you. And Theo always talked about that. Theo said, I look around the room and I see a bunch of people of similar ages, of similar educational backgrounds, and we're all wearing quarter zips and Allbirds.
Which is hilarious because the generation of front office people he's describing and himself and his friends are the guys who replaced all the former baseball people, the literal baseball players at the major league level who ascended into front office positions, scouts, whatever.
Or the Jim Hendry guys, big florid-faced, blonde-haired, white guys.
It was the same problem.
Their bellies and a tumbler of bourbon.
It's very Animal Farm-ish, right? Like, we're different and we're going to replace. But at the end of the book, you're like, I can't tell you apart from you because now y'all look alike. Everything's alike.
Line? Yes, they looked across the table and one could not tell one from the other. Yeah, good. That's our first Orwell reference of the day. Nicely done.
Might not be the last.
Who knows?
Big Orwell fan over here.
Are you?
Yeah. 1984
me. No? One of my favorite quotes. A foundational quote. Journalism is reporting what others don't want reported. All else is public relations.
Sure.
Yes.
That's
but
facts.
But it is so. Speaking of which, you see Adam Schefter dressed as Jason Kelce?
Man,
did you see that?
Okay. Sometimes you just got to know what it is and understand what it is and be like, that's just the game is the game.
But you're a reporter, man.
Nah, is he? No, he's an insider. There's a difference.
But doesn't he call himself a reporter?
Nah, he's an insider. There's a difference.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe that's a fair semantic. There's something about it that really made me.
Words have meanings, and the reason that I went with
you're
insider
right.
is that's what they call him. He's their NFL insider. He's in on the shtick. He's in on the. It's
you're right.
for entertainment
you're
purposes.
Right. Yeah.
Can he get information ahead of other people? Sure, but that's only part of what he does. Not the totality of what he does.
It just felt icky. Yeah, you know what I mean? It just felt icky.
I'm very anti-ick over here. If I worried about the ick all the time, I couldn't get dates because girls would get the ick every time. Like, I'm very anti-ick over here.
I don't know if that's in the club rules or lounge
rules. No, neither.
This segment is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. So Belichick is, he just absolutely carpet.
That was your first time you heard that?
Yeah.
I'd heard it. Okay.
That was, I mean, he's just throwing grenades everywhere. He does it so casually, too. It's like, yeah, well, they like wide receivers better, so that's where their resources went, and they can't handle single blocks.
Because Belichick would never.
And as the year goes on, it's going to be really hard for them. Okay, what's next? Are we ordering food?
Belichick would never,
coleslaw,
let's be honest.
Potato salad. I don't know. Whatever the side dish is. I'm not going to eat it anyway. Whatever. Does anybody want my bread?
As long as there's no raisins in that potato salad, we're good.
He just so casually blew up Ryan Poles.
But it's not over. That's like an assessment of through week two what he's seen. And that's why no one's arguing with his assessment. One, he's Bill Belichick, but also he's right.
You look at a good team, and they spend a lot of money. Look at the Lions. They have guys who can block. You know, the Bears.
He named three very specific linemen, and he was like, you can't name three very specific Bears linemen who do that type of job. And therein lies the problem.
Actual complete dismissal of all of it. Well, other teams have good players, and they spend money on the good players. Oh, the Bears have good wide receivers. They can't block anybody.
I have a question, Dan. So when Harbaugh says, you know, we know he's done because he's won a national championship and he's going to the NFL, were you on the don't bring Harbaugh bus?
He was first choice. I wanted Jim Harbaugh.
What's his team doing right now?
All I know is they're going to be good because everywhere he goes, they get good. Okay. And he's total crazy pants, and I don't care.
Well, I was going to say, they run the football.
Well, and didn't he say that? I'm going to give him a running game.
Yeah, and they're 2-0, I believe. So I'm just saying things may have gone differently. Yeah, and they're powered by milk. It does a body good. I don't know if y'all know, but it does a body good.
It does a body good, and it could also give you the wind something fierce if you don't have lactase.
Well,
but they didn't put that in the ad campaign.
Listen, I'm from Alabama. I have an impenetrable stomach. I have a lot of physical ailments, as you see by the crutches. But
what
does
being from Alabama have to do with your stomach?
Because we eat stuff. We eat things that other people from around the country don't necessarily eat. So,
like a possum?
You could put a milkshake in front of me right now, I would down that thing, and there would be no ill effects.
Well, okay.
I would not break wind in your face.
Okay, I'm just saying that, like, lactose intolerance does run in the African-American community, but I guess not in Alabama.
I'm just telling you about my personal experiences. Well, ask Justin Steele if he is also lactose intolerant.
We'll get right on that.
I think it's a down south, what did you grow up eating? Can you handle... Do you know about lard and its many uses?
But you know I spent a lot of time in the Deep South.
Yes, you did.
And I have, like, when I grew up, if you ordered fried catfish, it would be a steak. Even at the Chicago soul food places, like the Jerry's Soul Food, if you would order catfish, it would be a cross-cut steak. You know what I mean? Like, it's like a cross-cut, but you could remove so we go to this place in Albany, Georgia, which is the Sticks.
That's the South.
And I ordered catfish. And there were three, they brought me three small fried catfish.
Mm-hmm.
But like the whole fish, gutted, skinned,
yeah,
breaded, and fried.
Yes.
But that's it. Bones, and I'm like, oh, okay. And I'd never seen that before. Like, I guess I got a little work to do here. And then I look over at the next table, and Dante Johnson, I will never forget it. It was like Sylvester the cat looking through garbage cans where he just like takes the fish and like all the... Like, how did you do that?
Old school cartoon, because he knew how.
Right. I'm like, wait, what? How?
That's what I'm trying to tell you, the difference.
And I said, how? Come on, man. Show me. Show me your secrets. And then I learned. And it just took a little bit of practice.
So, but my point being, Harbaugh with the steak and his milk, like... He built a football team the way I think the more we're learning about the regression of the passing offense and the importance of a running game, which the importance of the running game never went away. It was just like, if you can't stop somebody from passing, you're going to be in trouble. But if you can control the running game, you control the clock, you control a lot of things. They don't have one right now.
And you can demoralize an opponent. When you were talking before about knowing early in a game that you're in for a long one or feeling like, oh, man, this is going to be funded.
That's how I felt watching week one when Tony Pollard in the first half was just doing Dallas Cowboys prime Tony Pollard things, I was like, oh, he really is not done as a. Now they made adjustments. My problem is what adjustments are being made on offense, and we're going to find out come Sunday.
We shall see. Let's hear from Tevin Jenkins, the Bears right guard. CHGO caught up with him, and there's one comment within this comment that might be telling. Let's hear what he said about the protection issues.
To my knowledge, I don't know. I mean, we get our call up front, and we execute to what we're getting coached to do. I mean, a lot of things happen, but like pressures and stuff, so we can only control so much.
We get the call and we execute what we're coached to do.
Did they execute though? That's my follow up to that. Like when he says we execute,
but that's back to what we dealt with Luke Getsy, where all of these
execution code words
where it's just about execution. That means my system works. They're not doing what I'm telling them to do. And when players after two games, you've got a starting right guard to be like We get the call. There's only so much we can control. We do what we're supposed to do.
Here's something
Colin
Kane wrote about in the Chicago Tribune today, talking about what the issues are, right? She said, sometimes it was a Bears offensive lineman getting beat, but as tight end Cole Kmet told reporters Monday at the weekly Day After News conference, it might also be receivers not running the right routes, causing Williams to hold on to the ball too long. It might be a miscommunication issue up front, or protection adjustments not being made properly to address the opponent's pressure.
You know what that sounds like to me?
Tell me what it sounds like.
A lack of coordination.
And the...
That sounds uncoordinated. That is a perfect description of lack of coordination.
And the job of Shane Waldron is to be the offensive...
coordinator.
Okay. Just double check and make sure.
Yeah.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.